Hello, and welcome to the Mind Fitness Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Ursh, and my role as your mentor is to help fuel, feed, and grow your brain to enable you to live your best life. That's right, I want to help you create your life by design. As the owner of New Zealand's longest running women's gym and health and wellness coach for over 22 years, I've had the privilege of helping thousands of women transform their bodies. And what I've learnt is the key to all success starts with transforming your thinking. My mission for this podcast is to enlighten and brighten your day. Whoop whoop! It's our bonus new moon journaling episode. And let me tell you, I am super excited to jump in and share this with you, as it's been something that I've been practicing for a while and it's made a significant difference to all aspects of my life. And tonight is the full moon, so it seemed only natural that I had to share this practice with you. I'm actually seeing it as a sign from the universe. Ursh, let more people know that they can actually apply the full moon, have a ritual, and have a better life, have more structure, have more focus, and be more determined. So here we are. So after episode number 5, I've had a lot of people reach out to me, super excited to start their journaling practice. So we're going to go a little bit AWOL today, and I know that you're up for this. So what I need you to do is grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, and a journal. Now, a journal could be a book, a journal could be a piece of paper, a journal may even be on your iPhone under notes. The most important thing is I don't want you to overthink it. I want you to create a space that you're not going to be disturbed, give yourself at least 10 to 15 minutes, and just have a really curious mind. Leave the misses and the Mr. Judgment outside. This is certainly not a time for you to be perfect. This is all about taking baby steps, making progress, not being a perfectionist. So I'm curious, do you ever find yourself lacking focus? And maybe you're feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you're feeling like you just can't get everything done. Maybe you're feeling stressed and everything feels out of your control right now. And maybe you're not achieving the things that you want to achieve. If this happens to you regularly, then I would suggest adopting a monthly journaling practice, because it helps you to look back on the month that has been and release any negative emotion, and then you get to set new intention for the following month. This monthly ritual makes it easier to ensure that you are focused on the right things, and that means that you stay on the right path, eliminating distractions and continue living your life by design, which leaves you feeling more fulfilled, more in control of your destiny, and ultimately more successful, which inspires you to continue to take further action in the right areas of your life. So if you need a little more of this in your life, stick around, because we are going to do this together. Okay, get ready. We're going to talk about the moon. So in astrological terms, moon phases begin with a new moon and they end with a full moon. The moon has 8 phases and the full moon is the 5th of them. The full moon is when we see the moon fully illuminated and at its brightest in the sky. At full moon, the moon is on the opposite side of the earth to the sun, and so the near side of the moon is illuminated by the sun's light. Where the new moon represents the beginning of a new cycle, the full moon, the 5th phase, represents a clearing and a release, which is why today I've chosen to use this particular journaling. So what are some of the benefits of full moon journaling? You get to put your ideas out to the universe. You get to dream big. You get to create actions towards your goals. You get to think about how you'd like to spend your next month. You get to embrace the potential of the energy of the full moon. You get to manifest your soul's purpose, and you get to release energetic ties that stand in your way. These are just a few of the many benefits that you will get just by journaling. So I want to share with you a quote that I really love about the moon. Just like the moon, I go through phases. Now, I love that quote because it represents me. It represents my body. You see, we change all the time. Our cells are constantly changing. We're constantly evolving. Now, that makes me feel even more connected to the moon. So if you're looking for understanding, relief, compassion, or healing, This simple internal practice will help bring alignment and offers mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. Okay, so let's get started. So what you will need is a journal or a piece of paper like we spoke about previously, a pen, a comfortable place to sit, and maybe you'd like a cup of tea or a favorite cozy drink. So what I want you to do is plant your feet on the floor, rest your back onto something that's comfortable. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to take a deep breath in. So breathing in for 4, 3, 2, 1, and then hold the breath at the top. And then exhaling through your mouth for 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, let's inhale through the nose. Hold it for 4 counts at the top. And then breathing out for 4, 3, 2, 1. And I'm going to get you to repeat that cycle in your own time. Focus on your breath. Center the body, calming the thoughts and allowing your body to relax. And one more breath. Let's take it in together. 4, 3, 2. Hold at the top. And exhale through the mouth. Allow the shoulders to drop away from the ears. And allow your body to go into a deeper state of relaxation. So I want you to grab your pen, grab your journal or your piece of paper, and I want you to think about the last 30 days, the last month, all the things that you accomplished, and I want you to write a list of your wins, of the things that you would like to champion yourself for. Now, for some people, this will be extremely difficult, and I want you to allow two full minutes, pen to paper, no stopping. Think about things that have made you happy. Think about your health, your emotional and mental well-being. How have you increased your love for self or in your relationships, your family? How is your friends? How many connections have you made? How many people have you reached out to? What about your mission? Where have you made progress on your mission? What about your experiences? Maybe you've tried new things. Your spirit, what have you done in the past month to lift your spirit? How are your finances? Where have you managed to save money? And how have you grown? What have you learnt? Where have you prioritized your time? Think about those 10 success areas of your life and think about where you would like to champion yourself for the previous month. So from now, you'll get 2 minutes and I don't want you to stop. That's the magic rule. And question number two, what is my intention for the next lunar month? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to become? And how do I want to show up? And most importantly, how do I want to feel? So as with question one, I want you to really challenge yourself, pen to paper, and for 2 minutes, I don't want you to stop. So question number three, how can I nourish myself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? So I'm going to say that again. How can I nourish myself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? So again, you'll get 2 minutes. Whatever comes up for you, just allow it to come up. So question number four, what are my goals for the next 28 days? So what specifically do you want to achieve? Think about those 10 success areas of your life, your health, your mental and emotional well-being, your partner, love, your family, your friends, your mission, your experiences, your spirit, your finances, and your learning. Now we're going to give you 4 minutes for this exercise. And trust me, some people may struggle, and that's okay. What I want you to do is just keep writing, keep writing, keep writing, and just trust that everything you need is within you now. And number 5, what action steps can you take towards your goal? So try not to overthink it. Make it really simple, bite-sized little action steps every day that can help you get closer to your goal. Be okay to be clunky. You don't have to get this part perfect. You just need to get started. So for this question, we're going to allow 2 minutes. Now, some of you may want more time, and all you need to do is put this podcast on hold. And for others that struggle, to form a plan or to write things down, again, I'm going to encourage you to keep your pen on the paper. Hang in there. You can do this. So for this last question, I want you to find a separate piece of paper. Why? Because tonight is the full moon, and I want you to be able to burn that piece of paper. I want you to be able to release any emotion that's been holding you back. We only have a certain amount of energy available, and when we leave our energy tied to things that do not serve us, we hold ourselves back from using that energy to create our future dreams. As hard as cutting ties to emotions, situations, relationships, friendships, and corners of the world feels, it is essential to make space for the next chapter to enter your life. You don't have to make big decisions or have big conversations here. Think about the little things that you can release from yourself that might be weighing you down. Don't look up at that staircase. Focus on one step that's just in front of you. So my question here, and we're going to have 4 minutes, is I let go of. Well done. You just did a journaling session. So whether you're new to journaling or whether this is the first time you've heard of full moon journaling, I really want to celebrate you. I want to acknowledge you for having the ability to be curious and just have a go, to allow your body to explore something different, allow your mind to be expanded, and to try new experiences. Because when we live in our comfort zone, nothing grows there. So we need to constantly challenge ourselves. We need to do things that are different. We need to explore different arenas. We need to be adventurous. We need to be curious. So if we're open to more opportunities, then we're going to grow exponentially. And that's really important because life is all about growing. Life is about being role models and inspirations for those around us, which makes us feel like we are making a difference. It feels like we are contributing back to the world and society, and that we get to live our purpose. And this means those around us see what we're doing. It gives them hope. It gives them opportunity to also grow, to believe in themselves, to know that they can live their best life. And this leaves us feeling happier, more confident. We feel empowered and we feel passionate. We actually feel more joy. And there is nothing better than making a difference in someone else's life through you living your best life. So now I'd love for you to share with me, how was that for you? What did you love about this new experience? Maybe you've got more questions. I would love to know. So send me a DM or leave a comment or a review. The more feedback I receive, the more I know what you really want. So by you giving me feedback, that enables me to expand this podcast to help more people. So today is the 19th of November and it's a full moon. So you can do this practice today, or you can actually do it anytime over the next few days to set you up for the next month. What I do recommend is make a note in your calendar or in your diary for the 19th of December when we have the next full moon, so you can do this practice again. I've really enjoyed journaling with you today and I can't wait for us to do this together next month. So I nearly forgot. Thank God Sam reminded me. For those of you that want to release emotions and create space for new beginnings, all you need to do is grab that piece of paper that you just journaled, I let go of, and put some time aside tonight so that you can just do a burning ceremony. I would love for you to take a photo and hashtag me at MFM and let me know how it went for you. Out with the old and in with the new. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend or share it on the socials, and don't forget to tag me on hashtag MFM, Mind Fitness Mentor. And if nobody's told you today, remember, you are loved, you matter, and you are more than enough. Remember, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I can't wait to see you then.